Children's worker, just actually, can I have my children's workers just stand real quick? If you're working in children's ministry, can you just stand? Come on, let's give our children's workers, let's give them a great big hand. Awesome. We love you guys. You can be seated. All right, in children's ministry, you have to change things up every 7 or 8 minutes, at least, right? For years, I didn't know that I was going to be a children's pastor, but Glenn, for the first about 8 years of my ministry, I actually was a children's pastor of a huge children's ministry. And what I learned is that if you're going to keep their attention, man, you better be doing stuff different all the time, video and song and dance and games. And so that we're just, you know, Jesus said we come to the kingdom like little children. So we're just going to be little children. So today's going to be just a little bit different. And City Church has just really had this, you know, as a congregation, we've had this sense that God has something else, a next step for us. We've been talking about it in January of this year at our vision banquet, A Key to the City. I felt in my heart, I shared with you the vision, the journey that God has taken us on from Altamont Springs. We first came here from Seattle, and how God has just directed us to this community. And I said at that point, I said, this isn't our final resting place. This little building here, it's not big enough. We need more room. We need more space. We do actually 4 services on Sunday, and we just need more room. And if you were here Wednesday night, how many of you were here this Wednesday night? How many of you were not here Wednesday night? Oh, shame on you. No. Actually, if you all came Wednesday night, we wouldn't have had room to park because this place was jammed up. It was completely packed in here. Over in the worship time, over in the round, it was completely packed. We're out of chairs. We don't have enough chairs for all the people that are on the campus. Everyone said, that's a problem. No, that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity because God has something else for us to do. And a couple of weeks ago, we had our Panorama Conference, which we've done now for about 5 years. And it's just one of those events at our church for our young people that ignites us. And Pastor Glenn had a word this year for Panorama to expect the unexpected. And God did something unexpected in our church. Just blew open by his spirit the hearts of people. Isn't that right? And families, it's just been really miraculous to see. And out of that, we've seen and we know that God really has this next step for us. And so August 14th, we brought Alan Griffin in and we did the one church in 2 locations. We had an 8:30 service here, and it was well attended. And then we combined the second and third service, and we went to Millennium, right? Did I say that right? I can't get that, M's, I just can't. But Millennium, we went to Millennium. And on an average Sunday here, we run between 450, 500, 525 people. Just depends on the week. Sometimes a little lower, sometimes a little more. But right in that, I mean, that's on 3 services, and that's with some doubles, counting people, because there are multiple services. But we did 1 church, 2 locations, and that Sunday, in our first service, which normally runs about 110 people, we had about 185 people on this campus at 8:30, and then we went to the Millennium campus, and our total for the day was about 639 people. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Everyone say more. And our heart, when we came to the city, the heart of this church is to bring God's love to the city. That every person in this city has an opportunity to know Jesus as their Savior. To depopulate hell so we can populate heaven. We're going to plunder, we're going to snatch people from hell so we can take them with us into heaven and spend eternity with Jesus. That's what your life is about. Your life is about giving your life away to take people to heaven with you. And we have an opportunity right now. We have a window. We have a season. And I brought Pastor Glenn up. And Glenn, I want you just to talk a little bit about what happened in our staff a couple of months ago and how we kind of came to this juncture and this journey of actually using this middle school as our other campus.
Yeah, absolutely. And then can we put up that number real quick? We're going to get a number right here. You can text to this number any question that you have. We only have about 15 minutes left in this service, so we probably won't be able to get to those. But still, if there's questions that weren't answered that you might still want to answer, whatever, text that. We would love to. We're going to try and nail as many answers as we can.
Yeah, and maybe next week we'll come back. We'll definitely, if you have questions we don't answer, we'll definitely send an email out. Make sure that you're on the email list here.
Yeah.
We'll send out an email responding to those questions that are not answered in this time.
Absolutely. And to answer your question, Pastor, we are always, as a staff, we're always looking for our next building, right? I mean, there's
always.
Never, if you've ever been around this, I mean, the Walmart, you know, when we walk into Walmart, or not even just us, our whole staff or anybody that's kind of church growth related, we're like, this could be our church.
Yeah, the Albertsons that went out down the street, that was ours.
The sticks and stuff, we definitely thought about.
Dave Stewart and I, we were, hey, that's our Cape Hey, Pastor, Albertsons went out, that's our building. I'm like, yes, that's
absolutely. So we're always looking for facilities. And so somewhere along the lines, we've looked at Millennium Middle School before, but that was about a year ago at least. And there was a church that was occupying at that moment. Well, so then we were just driving to a meeting or something. And I just said, hey, how about Millennium Middle School? It's been a while. Do we know if they're still in there? And you're like, we'll give them a call. So I was sitting in the back seat. I gave them a call and it was open and they wanted us to move in. And within about 3 or 4 days, it was just like everything happened.
God just opened
very
it up
fast.
Very fast.
And which is very interesting because Pastor Laura really prophesied over our church that our next step would be a suddenly, is what she said, that we weren't going to have to do this long, drawn-out
building program,
and that, you know, and we can talk about that a little bit later, but that it would be a suddenly. God would just drop something in our hearts, and God has dropped a $6 million building in our hearts, in essence. You know, I mean, we do have
amazing.
To, we are going to rent it out, but still, for us to build that would be quite a bit of money.
So this facility gives us an opportunity, you can see that, to reach more people for Christ.
Yeah.
Prime time in the church world is between, you know, 9:30, 10:30, but between 10 and 10:30, like this service here today, you know. Once a service gets over 75% or 80% capacity, it's too full. And this service has been, you know, from the beginning, actually we've been in this campus 7 years, this service has always been over capacity. And it affects everything. So what happens is, a church like this, we're not in Cuba yet. Daniel told us in the first service that in Cuba, he said in this one particular church that he's related to, that the people literally, they busted down the walls to get into the church. Isn't that right? They busted down the walls. Well, Americans, they don't bust the walls. They just go down to the next church. I mean, there's just so many options in America. So it gives us at prime time, really, an opportunity to have more seats. And that means an opportunity to serve more people and to reach more people for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, absolutely. And it allows more opportunity for everybody to be involved. So we're going to have two different worship teams. So, you know, maybe you're out there and you're like, well, it seems like they're pretty full. They might not need you. No, we need you. And it's going to give you, maybe you've had a heart for nursery workers, or, you know, you've had a heart for children's ministry or youth ministry or ushers or greeters or whatever you'd like to do. We need twice as many, right?
Right.
Which is exciting. It means that
absolutely.
More people are going to be able to be involved.
More concentrated focus on each service. Creating this sense, you know, we've been talking about this, and there's a lot of terminology, a lot of churches that are doing this right now. It seems to be what God is doing in America, but it really enables us to multiply our team's effectiveness in serving, and that we're able to focus on a specific campus. And what's going to happen is, and you can have it in your little Q&A, but I'll just jump right to it since we like to just mix it up here. But what's going to happen is I will be the lead pastor of City Church. And Pastor Glenn will be the campus pastor of the Millennium Campus, and then we will have an appointed pastor for the airport campus. And we are going to literally develop two different churches. We're going to be one church, same DNA to bring God's love to the city. We're going to have one preaching pastor, one teaching pastor, but we're going to have pastoral leaders. And this is the first time. This is the first time that this has happened in our local church where we've been able to release ministry to other people. We'll have two different children's pastors. Right. Pastor Glenn will still be the main leader over generations, over his young adult in high school and middle school, but really releasing pastors to minister at the different campus and to the different age groups. So it's really going to multiply leadership, and it gives more opportunities for people that are here today that have giftings and heart and want to grow and serve. Just more opportunities for us to be effective and also for you to grow into your area of ministry and gifting.
Absolutely. And the simplicity of it, all of that can, honestly, it can almost sound scary. But really, all that's happening is that our 8:30 service is staying here. It's going to move to 9 o'clock on November 20th on the actual launch date, which we'll talk about in just a second. So the 8:30 is going to move to 9 o'clock. And then this service and the 11:30 service is combining at Millennium Campus.
There's no way that right now the 10 o'clock and the 11:30 service could ever be all together at the same time. And so it just enables us in a 500 or 600 seat auditorium to immediately have an impact and give us room to grow, give us room to make a greater impact in this community for the gospel.
Absolutely, yeah. And other reasons why to start a second campus, just on the stewardship side of it, for us to go out and buy a $6 million, purchase a $6 million building,
or $5 million, or $4 million, or even a $3 million, or even another, even a $1 million, even a $1, no, but even, you
well,
know.
But I mean, to get something like that facility, if we're going to go out and get that facility, our mortgage payment would be, I don't know, $45,000 a month, or 50. We don't know exactly. You probably crunch the numbers, Pastor, but it'd be quite a bit of money. Whereas it's going to be fractional at the Millennium Campus.
It enables us to do more quickly and enables us to be more effective quickly rather than going into a long, drawn-out building program. We're grateful for buildings, but I can tell you right now, it's not about buildings. It's just not about buildings. It's about people. It's about bringing God's love to people. And by doing this, we don't have to get into it. If you've been around church for any period of time, you know churches, when they build bigger buildings or new buildings, they have to go to capital campaigns, and they spend years and years and years and years of raising money. And I just feel like for us as a church, you know, we've had to raise some money for new buildings for us, but they were buildings that somebody else already built. And that was the promise that God gave us when we started this church, that we would inhabit or dwell in buildings that were somebody else had already built. And so we're seeing that take place. And that's really, to me, that's just a big part of it. It takes the pressure off on the financial end. I mean, it's going to cost money. There's going to be a sacrifice to this,
yeah,
but not to the dimension if we had to build a new 500 or 600 seat auditorium right now.
Yeah, and the disadvantages, if we get into the next question, which you hit on just a little bit, but you know, it's not as of a stretch of a budget, but it is still a stretch for us
to
start another campus, mm-hmm. You know, financially. And then also, you know, there aren't very many downfalls really to us doing this, but the other one would be, you know, there can be a lot of criticism about, you know, we don't want to move or we don't want to change, or from other churches that we're now trying to be satellite and, you know, and the key of it is that we're all together.
We're all together.
And our staff definitely is, and our key leaders are, no doubt about it. And so that's why we're here.
Yeah, and we, the church, and the church is the people. We're the people. And I want you to be excited about this. This is a great opportunity for your church, not my church, but the congregation of City Church, to take the next step. And who knows what the Lord is going to do, but I can tell you this, it's never easy. It's never comfortable for change, but it's always good. It's always good to move forward in the kingdom of God. Two locations. Let's talk about times, and you mentioned that a little bit, but just
yeah. So, well, this is officially launching November 20th, and also, yeah, we have this graphic up there. If you got some of those handouts, you can get more on the way out. Invite your friends to the September 11th. Pastor, you want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah. On our hero, we've sent letters out and invitations. We're making personal phone calls this week to all the elected officials in Seminole County, Sanford, Lake Mary, the surrounding communities. And we're inviting them to a special Honor Our Hero. On a national level, Sunday the 11th is Patriots Day. And we're going to be honoring the heroes who have fought since 2001, for the last 10 years. It's the 10-year anniversary of the terrorist attack in New York City. Again, we're going to be honoring our heroes, and it's going to be a great day. So you'll want to make sure that you bring your friends and invite them to that. That'll be our second soft launch.
Yes.
And that'll give us opportunity to work through some of the other challenges and the bugs that we've just encountered last time. And some of them really had to do with some of the equipment that we had and some systems and setting and tearing down. So it's going to give us an opportunity to do that. But let's talk a little bit, Glenn, about the cost just for a moment, because then it's going to cost us. So let's talk a little bit. Why don't you talk to us about what we think and how much it's going to cost.
Yeah,
and maybe talk about God's matching plan that he's offered for us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. The estimated cost of the first year is roughly about $100,000. And that would be another staff person that's renting the facility, that would be renting it for the year. And then also some upgraded equipment. Millennium Middle School.
It's about $1,200 a week to rent that building.
That's it. Which may sound like a lot, but when we're talking a $5 million building, that is cheap. And so we also have an opportunity with Church Multiplication Network, which is what I'm working on, and what you pointed me over, is that we have $30,000 of matching money. Everybody just say matching money.
Matching money. If so, we raise $30,000.
We raise $30,000, we get $30,000.
Wow. So we're partnering with a church plant movement,
yep,
who is, you know, believing in our vision, and they're saying, if you guys can raise $30,000, we'll match it another $30,000.
So in essence, we raise $70,000, we get matched $30,000.
We get $30,000.
We're going to raise
$100,000. So that would get our $100,000.
Yep.
Wednesday nights are going to stay the same. Programs, all that's going to stay the same here. We're out of room on Wednesday nights. If you were here Wednesday nights, we don't have enough chairs. It's a good problem to have. We're grateful to the Lord for that. And talk to us about where they can give.
Yeah, and giving basically is still the same. You're still able to give during any service that we always give, whether it's children, students, young adults, all generations. We give everybody an opportunity to give in any one of our services. But there will not be any drop boxes over at the Millennium Campus. Of course, that's a middle school throughout the week. We're only renting it for the weekend. So
if you see a garbage can there, don't put your offering in the garbage can. No.
Our staff found that very funny.
Yeah, we thought that was funny. My wife thought it was so funny, she almost fell out of the seat.
She really did. I've never seen her laugh like that in my whole life.
You know, you ever been like with a group of people and something just hit somebody funny? And then you're all kind of looking at them like, okay. And then you start to laugh, and then, no, that's what happened to us. I was hoping that would happen right now, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I felt the need to put that in the handout. So I was like, well,
okay.
I don't know, whatever.
There you go.
And but you can still give on OrlandoCityChurch.com. None of that is changing. And before Pastor's going to talk about how can I be a part, I wanted to share with you just a really simple scripture right before we close. Can we put that up? Just Matthew 16, verse 18. And I just felt like in my heart, I just wanted to share this with everybody. But the Bible says this, says, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. And if you've ever broken down that passage, he's not actually speaking to Peter himself. He's actually speaking to the heart of Peter. That if you have a heart for God, God is using you to build his church. And I want you to notice just a few things here. First of all, everybody just say this with me. Just say, I am the church. It's not this building. It's not the airport. You don't have to say that, but it's not the airport campus. It's not about the Millennium Campus. It's not about our campuses. God's building you. You're the church. And that's the first thing I want you to notice. The second thing is that, listen to this, Jesus takes ownership of you. Listen to this. He says, I tell you that you are Peter, that's you, and he says, on this rock I will build, he says, my church. Mm-hmm. Jesus is taking ownership of you. He's taking ownership of this whole thing. The third thing I want you to notice is that he is using you to build it. He's using you to do this. This isn't like, you know, well, the pastoral staff is going to make this happen or whatever. No, you're the church. God's using you. He's using you to do this. Everybody has to play their part. And if everybody plays their part, there's no doubt we're going to be able to do great things in the city. And the last thing I wanted you to notice, this is the quickest 4-point sermon in the whole history of City Church. Number four is this, is that we cannot lose. I just want to tell you today, the gates of Hades will not overcome. And I just, like, as scary as it might sound, like $100,000 or how are we going to do that? Listen, if you just do your part, it's going to work out. You get alone with God and you stretch yourself. I'm not saying I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it is. But we can do this. We can do this. There's no doubt about it. And we cannot lose. Guys, we're about to grow and stretch to another level. And I'm just excited. Our staff is excited. Amen. I know Pastor you and Pastor Laura are excited. The best days are ahead. Just know that there's a part for you. There's a part that you play. I don't care. It could be something so simple. And Pastor, you want to talk about that just a little bit as we close?
You know, guys, many hands make like work dream. The dream is accomplished by people working together as a team to fulfill the mission of Christ in our generation. This generation, there's a clarion call that comes from this church, and that is God loves you. And God has a plan for you. God wants you to turn from your old way of living and thinking. There was a woman in the first service on the way out, Daniel, our missionary, first time here. He said this woman came up to him. She was shaking his hand and she said, my daughter came to this church last year. She came on a Wednesday night and she went home from the service. She said, Mom, whatever they have at that church, I want it. I want it. Whatever is going on, whatever's happened in the lives of those people, I want it. And when she said that to her daughter, I mean, she was a church woman. She went to attend another church in our area, but people weren't being changed in that church. People weren't experiencing the presence and the reality of Jesus, that he's really alive, he's really real, he's really working in their lives, he really cares for them. They were, you know, bless their hearts. I don't know anything about that church, but she wasn't sensing that. She said, I came to this church on a Sunday morning. She said, when I saw what was happening to the people, she said, I knew exactly what my daughter was talking about. And she said, I haven't left here since. So I haven't left here. And it's not about the building, but there is something in our hearts as a people. We understand that there's a real live God. He loves you. And what you can do as a people, what you can do is, the first thing you can do is pray. The first thing you can do is pray. I challenged someone this week in our church. I said, when was the last time you prayed for the success of your church? When was the last time you actually prayed, said a prayer? God, will you make our church successful and cause it to grow? Will you do that? When was the last time you actually prayed that prayer? If you're a member, when was the last time you actually did that? And the person looked at me and they were like a raccoon with an 18-wheeler bearing down and said, you know, because they obviously haven't been praying for the success of their church. First thing you can do is pray for the success. In Cuba today, which Daniel could tell us about it, but the thing that marks that church is the people pray. They pray, isn't that right? And they don't pray for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. We're talking hours. We're talking praying for God. There's a hunger. I'm challenging us as a congregation to pray. You know, we do the 24-hour prayer. I mean, if you're a member here, you should have been here for at least 5 minutes of it, you know. But I'm challenging us. We're going to do another 24-hour prayer. We're going to do an early morning prayer. We do our mega prayer and praises. We do. But I'm telling you, in your prayer time at home, you can pray for the success. Ask for the favor of God to come. Ask for people to be saved. God, give us souls. God, give us souls at City Church. More people taken out of darkness, changed from lifestyles of addiction and brokenness and poverty and distress and hatred and anger. God, bring them into your kingdom. First thing you can do is pray. The second thing that you can do is you can serve. I just got a text on my iPad, and the question was, well, who do I talk to? Well, we have a sign-up sheet. It's going to be available in the back, and you want to be part of the satellite launch. You're just coming. You're new to City Church. You want to find out a place that you can get involved. There's a place for you to sign up, and one of our staff members, the appropriate person over that area of ministry, they're going to call you and contact you. You can commit to coming to a service. We need some people to come to the early service. We need some people to make a shift because this service doesn't have enough room. So we're going to need some people to come to the 9 o'clock service, and we're going to need some people to commit to the 10:30 service at Millennium. You can make a commitment. I'm going to go for the next 3 months. I'm going to go every single week. I'm going to commit for 3 months. I'm going to support the vision of that church. And then you can give. On October 16th, we'll be taking a special offering. I'm going to begin to challenge you. You know, what we have to raise in comparison as a congregation, give in comparison to building a new building, guys, I'm telling you, this is easy. This is way easier. Way easier. My wife and I, we've already made a commitment in our hearts. We're going to give sacrificially. Our team is going to do this. There's already been some people that have given sacrificially towards this. And so I'm going to challenge you on that day, October 16th, to give towards this. And then you can invite your friends. You can, how about that? How about inviting someone to come to church with you? You can invite someone to come so they can experience the love of God. I want you to close your eyes right now. Right now, Jesus is here. This is a totally different service. But I don't want to miss this opportunity right now. Everyone be really careful. Actually, if I can have the worship team just stay right where you're at. Just sit right in the front row. Just come sit down in the front row. Just stay right where you're at. The Holy Spirit's here today, and I don't want anyone right now to be distracted for what God wants. I just sense right now that Jesus, and there's someone in this room. We've been talking about all this stuff and has no relevance to your life. It has no relevance to where you are today, but right now Jesus wants you to know that you are in the right place because you do sense something here. You sense there's a spiritual dynamic. There's a reality to a God. And that God that we're talking about today has revealed himself as Jesus, and he's here right now, and he wants to change your life. And there's a person in this room right now. You've never accepted Christ. You've never had your heart changed. I don't want to miss this moment. You've never had your heart changed. And right now, God wants to come into your life. Jesus said, I'm standing at the door of your heart, and I'm knocking. If anyone will open up that door, I'll come in. And right now, God wants to come into your life. He wants to change your heart. If you're in this room right now, you've never accepted Christ, when I count to three, I want to give you that opportunity. One, two, three. Right now in this room. Come on. Anyone in this room right now, you never accepted Christ. Anyone in this room? All right. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Right now, I'm going to challenge us as a congregation. We're going to take this next step. We're going to join together. We're going to close this time in a song of worship and praise. We're going to ask God to come. We're going to practice what we've talked about. We're just going to begin to pray for the successes. We're worshiping. We're going to ask God to bless this church. We're going to ask God to continue to pour out his spirit so that people can be saved and lives can be changed. And I want you to stand with me right now. It's just we begin to worship. Tom, I want you just to begin to lead me right now.